It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is new federal money available for firefighting in Colorado. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has authorized funding for the Pine Gulch fire burning north of Grand Junction. The grant will cover 75% of the state's firefighting cost. It will not cover fire damage to homes or businesses. The fire has threatened some 50 homes and other infrastructure. It has burned more than 125,000 acres. The Grizzly Creek fire has moved beyond Glenwood Canyon after burning much of the canyon's interior. Public Information Officer Brian Scott says the burn scar looks like a mosaic.
There are some pockets of unburned areas, and they may slowly consume over time.
Law enforcement wants help investigating a wildfire west of Fort Collins. The Forest Service says it appears people started the Cameron Peak fire. Eyewitness accounts are welcome, and officials say the most helpful evidence would be pictures or videos of smoke near trails south of Cameron Peak. The fire started August 13th. It's burning just north of Rocky Mountain National Park. Some areas inside the park boundaries are closed. The Chief Justice of Colorado Supreme Court will step down in January when he reaches the mandatory retirement age of 70. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Chief Justice Nathan Coates was named to the Supreme Court 20 years ago and is the only remaining justice on the High Court to be appointed by a Republican governor. Unlike the U.S. Supreme Court, Colorado's Chief Justice is selected by their colleagues, and the office rotates periodically. The next to fill the role will be Justice Brian Boatwright, followed by Justice Monica Marquez. Boatwright was appointed by Governor John Hickenlooper. Marquez was appointed by his predecessor, Bill Ritter. The process to replace retiring Justice Coates on the court will begin later this year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Metro Denver has highs today in the 90s, near 90 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.